From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's been a while since pop music writers have heaped praise on a blues guitarist as the next big thing. But they're doing that with Gary Clark Jr. This track is from his major label debut album titled Black and Blue. While the album is new, Clark is not. In fact, he might be the worst best-kept secret in Texas. Clark spent his early teens playing the blues clubs in the vibrant 6th Street music scene of Austin, learning from and impressing blues legends along the way.
I was 14 years old when I first played an Austin club. I was hanging out with a friend of mine. For her birthday, she wanted to go to this blues bar. They were having a blues jam, and she was like, we should get up on stage. And I went with it.
Did you actually know how to play at that point? Or?
I thought I did. You know, it's funny, like, the phrases that they use, you know, I wasn't ready for that. I think they called off something like, yeah, we're going to play a shuffle in the key of G, start from the 5. And I was like, what is that? And so I was, spent the, like, first half of the song just trying to get familiar and figure out exactly what they meant. By the end of it, I still didn't get it, but I was familiar with the phrasing.
Are there songs on this album, or is there a particular song on this album that when you play it kind of brings you back to those early days of being on stage, being in a club, and playing with the big names you were playing with?
Songs on the album that kind of take me back are a song like When My Train Pulls In. That was one of the first songs that I ever started to write.
Really?
And, it was actually the first song that I played live, you know, one of my originals. Every day, nothing seemed to change. Everywhere I go, I keep singing same old thing. It's definitely gotten a little bit more intense, and it's more desperation in that, you know, as we play the song and, you know, experiences that I've had, you know, the song makes more sense, I guess, and more passionate and really more aware of what I was talking about, you know, and just my little high school experience. I got to travel the world some, get my heart broken and do all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, wait a second. Are you saying you wrote this when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Well, 16, high school's
17.
Pretty rough, so
yeah,
if
well,
I can
you
think
know,
of a time in my life when I could have wrote a blues song,
yeah,
definitely
I mean,
would have been high school.
Yeah, it was a weird time, a bunch of weird kids going through a lot of stuff.
How did the kids at school react to what you were up to on the weekends?
The kids didn't care what I was doing on the weekends. They were more concerned. They're like, why aren't you hanging out? You got this party and this, and so-and-so is going to be there. And I was like, yeah, I got this gig on 6th Street. And they're like, whatever. You know, they weren't really that interested. So I would go down there and I would hang out with like Jimmy Vaughn or Hubert Sumlin, you know, Pine Top Perkins, all these great guitar players and blues musicians. I would come back and tell these guys and they're like, who? You know. It's like, have you heard the latest Dave Matthews record? Or like, you know, I'm listening to Outkast now or whatever. And so that's what kids were listening to. They didn't really pay much attention.
Did it give you a little bit of a split personality? I mean, were you listening to Outkast and, you know, R&B at the time too? Because I hear some of that influence on the album. When I wake up around 10 in the morning, feeling crazy, feeling on it from the night.
Yeah, it was like the dual life thing. It was like I would go out and play these blues venues and play these 145, you know, Freddie King, Albert Collins type stuff. And then I would go hang with my friends and I would show them the beats that I was making. It it just took me a little bit longer to get comfortable putting that out there, just because I was so familiar and had much more experience in the blues world.
Now your name is being used in the same breath as Eric Clapton or Stevie Ray Vaughan or Jimi Hendrix. And how do you respond to that?
With a smile and, you know, but I just keep doing my thing. It's strange. I mean, those guys are all the guys that I was listening to as a kid. I had their posters on my wall and all this. And it's nice to be compared to those great, great, great artists of all time. But there's a little bit of pressure in that, and I don't know if I'm up for standing up to that pressure. I'm just trying to do me and do the best I can with what I've got. You're gonna know my name by the end of the night.
Gary Clark Jr., thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Gary Clark Jr.'s new album is called Black and Blue. Shots, waiting on tomorrow, trying to fill up what's hollow. You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name. All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.